time to chat with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Should I stop asking you how you're doing today? I mean, it's 7:22. I don't know how much of your day has actually taken place to have an accurate judgment on the day.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of my day has taken place, and I was being limited in my answer because I didn't want to talk about how I've been up since.
Jason, do you get called negative? Wait. Like, do people call you negative?
Okay, hold
it's
on.
Like a dog with a bone.
Hold
man.
On. Hold on. Jason, what he trampled?
Do people call you interrupting?
Moo.
He trampled all over your answer. How long have you been up with a sick cat?
3:30.
Oh no!
Is it the same problem where the cat's eating things it's not supposed to?
Toad the wet sprocket? No.
This different cat. Toad the wet sprocket.
Didn't you say your cat licked a toad?
That was a dog.
That was a dog.
But yeah, it's hard to keep track. At the Wilde Humane Society.
Yes, it is a little Dr. Doolittle over there.
So, no, I think you should always ask. I do that, too. Like, I know, so we had Evan Cohen. Perhaps you've heard of him. He is on Unsportsmanlike, the show that leads into your fine program. And I think there's a school of thought in this radio business where you're supposed to, like, hit the person right away, kind of like Chewy did. Do you think you're negative? And so there's a school of thought that you don't do the pleasantries of how you're doing today. I always do it. I genuinely want to know how people are doing, and I want to give them the opportunity to say, you know what, my day has sucked so far.
Wait, Gabe says you shouldn't do that.
Awesome.
Gabe says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't tell people when your day sucks. Don't dump your stuff on someone else, I believe is Gabe's
theory. Like if you're just passing somebody, if it's actually somebody you like, you don't, you know, if it's an actual friend, you know, if you're just passing somebody in the hallway and they say, hey, how's it going? That's not the opportunity in the hallway to dump all your personal issues out. But in this instance, I think Jason's a friend of ours. We care about him. We've heard about his sick farm before. So I think, you know, we give him the opportunity, if he'd like, to discuss his sick cat.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to until we, you know, decided we were going to discuss the appropriateness of asking that. Jen, I appreciate that you ask me how I'm doing. I hope you never stop.
Oh, I appreciate that you're giving me that advice going forward. So let's get to the injuries yesterday and not wanting to talk about it because Matt LaFleur.
Saying, let's get more to the sick cat.
You know, well, as much as I care about those injuries that are occurring there at Ace Ventura's place.
Who recovers first, your cat or Christian Watson?
Do you jingle the keys in the lock before you open the door? Just out of curiosity. So Matt LaFleur did not want to talk about these injuries. Obviously, we did learn that it is a hamstring that is plaguing both Christian Watson. We knew about Romeo Doubs. What do you think the chances are these guys are playing on Sunday, Jason?
Yeah, we'll know more if they do anything today, obviously. And I don't, just to be clear, I don't have any problem with Matt LaFleur not wanting to give us information about those two right now. Like, it's the first game of the season. I actually think he's no Holmgren. I mean, it's amazing how this has shifted, and I blame Bill Belichick. But, like, Mike Holmgren, if Chewy hurt his knee, Chew, it's an MCL. We're thinking it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. It's a grade one sprain, so we feel pretty good about getting him back sooner rather than later. You know, he's a tough guy and he heals pretty quickly, so we're optimistic. Now it would be he's got a knee. It's and the new thing is day to day, week to week, or we're not sure. So I don't know why Bill Belichick. I guess he's had that kind of influence. He also has created these press conferences with a lot of coaches where they don't want to tell you anything. In this instance, though, it's the first game of the season. I think there is some measure of advantage to gamesmanship. I'm not sure exactly what that is when your two most experienced wide receivers, neither of whom played half the snaps last year, and both of whom are second-year players. That's how inexperienced you've chosen to be at the wide receiver position. I'm not sure how much advantage there is to keep the Bears guessing, but I understand why he's doing it. I don't have a big problem with it. Look, for me anyway, the bottom line is Romeo Doubs suffered this injury in the practice before the final preseason game last Wednesday. Whatever happened to Watson happened after that preseason game. So neither one of them, if it's a genuine hamstring, you know, pull, is probably going to play. And when we did talk to Romeo Doubs in the locker room, what would it have been, last Thursday before they had the 3 days off, he wouldn't even answer how his hamstring felt. He said, "You have to talk to coach about that." "Wait, I have to talk to Coach LaFleur about how your hamstring feels?" "Yeah." "Okay." That doesn't sound encouraging to me.
If you had to pick one of them to play, Jason, though, which one would you pick?
I've been a Doubs believer since the first time I saw him at the rookie camp. I think he's a more complete receiver. I think Watson has a more unique skill set and certainly is a take the top off the defense guy. But if I could only have one, I probably would pick Doubs. It's close. But again, this is the kind of stuff we've talked about. And do you want to revisit your question? Do people think you're negative, or
well,
do you want to not?
Someone on the show who I won't mention says
it's me. I'm the problem.
But because we had Justin,
not name names.
We had Justin from Cousins on yesterday, and I don't talk to a lot of people, and I was told that he's the typical fan, but I think they try to talk themselves into things. You know, like he was talking about Kenny Clark being. I don't see Kenny Clark as elite, Jason. I see him as a nice player. I don't see him as a perennial Pro Bowl player. He's a nice player. But they talk mm-hmm. themselves into being better than they actually are. And I think that we just put stuff into our computer that says, hey, young guy, rookie, non-Power 5 school, this is what the computer spits out.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that, too. You know, first of all, both Justin and Kenny Clark are great guys. We can agree on that.
Yes.
That said, I really like Kenny. I really, really like Kenny. And I do think he is a good football player. I do not want to sound like I am disparaging him. But he's not Aaron Donald.
No.
He's not some of these other defensive tackles. He's not Warren Sapp. And I understand those guys are Hall of Fame players. But he's been to two Pro Bowls, and I feel like that's about right. Like, and I think Kenny would admit there have been some seasons where he wasn't nearly as good as he believes he should be, because that's the kind of guy he is. So, you know, I would elevate him slightly higher than nice player. I would say he's a good to very good player. But he's not a great player. He's not a Hall of Fame player.
No.
He's not a perennial first-team All-Pro player. And, you know, maybe that's the fact that he's had crummy guys around him and he's so easy to double-team and focus on. But, you know, and the other part of it is, whether it's offensive line play or defensive line play, I think I know more than just somebody that you could, you know, throw a water balloon at out the window of the building. But I don't think I know it nearly as well as so many other people that I work with, including you and Tausch and everybody else. And so I'm not, you know, do I think Rashid Walker should really be the number two left tackle, or do I think it should be Yosh Nyman? You know, I'm probably guilty of talking myself into things too and thinking, I really like Yosh. I think he should be the guy. I think he's getting a raw deal, right? Whereas the coaches are watching the film and saying, no, this guy's been better in practice than Yosh. Now, I would also argue that you could get into a game and see that Yash's in-game experience over Rashid Walker's might make him the better choice in a game that's actually counting in a standing. So hopefully if you're a Packers fan, you don't have to worry about that. And David Bakhtiari plays all 70 snaps or whatever it ends up being on Sunday in Chicago. But there's no doubt, and I said this to you guys the other day, I got a bunch of compliments from people who love your show, by the way, for my little kind of mini rant about how the path of least resistance is to just talk positively about this team. And then if they don't live up to that, nobody cares that you said that. But mm-hmm. if they turn out to be 11-6 or 10-7, I know I'm going to have people correcting me. But based on the evidence that I have currently, this is who they are. They're better. They. I feel better about them than I did going into camp. But we can't have it both ways where we say preseason football doesn't matter. It's not really football. The joint practices are a better barometer for where you are than an actual preseason game because everything is watered down schematically. A bunch of guys are playing that are delivering for Amazon after the final cuts. And then turn around and talk about how excited and how impressive the Packers were in preseason. Like, it does matter. You have to pick a horse, and I don't think fans are required to do that, whereas, you know, folks like us, we feel a responsibility to be accurate.
What was the boldest take on Boldathon yesterday?
Evan said that this was going to be the most enjoyable season I've ever covered, which was neither bold nor really following.
It was kind of weird, Jason. People were throwing you into their bold takes. It was very strange.
Yeah, and what's really ironic about that is that you would take the least bold person on the panel and then include him. But I don't think it's going to be the most enjoyable season. Like, I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the hell out of the 1996 season. I thought, you cover the NFL, you get to go to the Super Bowl every year. It's awesome.
Dan Marino.
Exactly. That's exactly who I was. And then you guys went the next year. I can't remember what happened in that game, but I don't think it went well.
I got my
But I think it's definitely the most fascinating. I've been telling you guys that for months. Intriguing, not knowing what's going to happen. There is a cool energy about all these young guys where they don't know what they don't know, and they're just all excited and positive, and they really like each other. And those are all great qualities until you don't win. And so, again, hopefully for the Justin McCoys and all the other fans out there, they do win. And you get to both enjoy this new vibe and this new energy and some wins and a surprise playoff berth. Because the one thing I want to be clear about is just because these are things that I think are going to happen, and Gabe, you and I are in agreement on that, and we are, it's lonely being a warrior sometimes, as Mike McCarthy would say, but even though these are the things that I think are going to happen, I'm not rooting for them to happen. If they go 9-8 and sneak into the playoffs, that is an awesome story, mm-hmm. and it probably proves Evan's point right about his bold prediction.
Jason, good luck with the cat. Sorry to hear he's not doing well. It is a he or a she?
This one's a he. Yeah, I know it's hard to keep track. So yeah.
Can you get us a spreadsheet? A spreadsheet would be very helpful.
I will tweet you the 9 square photo that I have of all 9 pets that live here. So you have like a scorecard.
That'd be amazing. I'll
put their names on it and everything.
Like a key, like a legend.
Yeah. that way we know.
Exactly. And I'll have that little compass with the pointing north on it too, like a map for you. So, all right, everybody, take care. Be good.